Good morning. Good to see you all this morning on a brisk morning here at the end of April, but a beautiful day that the Lord has made. So just some announcements before we go on with our service. May is our church's month to deliver the Meals on Wheels, which that will start a week from, well, May 1st is next Sunday, but we start on Monday, and there's a lot of spaces on the calendar, on the information cabinet out there that need to be filled in. So please, if you're able to help with that, it's fun taking the meals to the doors of the people there, and a great blessing. So think about that after church. Also, Vacation Bible School is... about a month away, I guess. 5 weeks away, Julie says. So there's lots of areas where we still need help. Doesn't mean you have to lead a group, but just be willing to help in there. And what was the other thing you told me to say?
Lots of help.
Lots of help. Okay. All right, so there's sign-up sheets there in the narthex. So please do that. Register your kids. How's that going? So. That's online. It's in the bulletin. You need to register online. You sign up for your T-shirt sizes. This is for helpers and children and youth. If you're any part of it, you need to register, okay? There's several lost and found items there on a table back against the west wall there in the social hall. So just take a look there after church. You never know, something might just be yours. Okay? This afternoon is the annual meeting of our care center, the Menno Olivet Care Center. That will be at 1:30 in the school gym, the old gym. Hopefully that's cleaned up after prom last night. I'm guessing it is. We're short on most of our high schoolers because they were up all night. So, but that is today at 1:30. Just a reminder, Women's Salad Supper is this Wednesday night. It's 6:30. You've got a lot of stuff in your bulletin this morning. One of them is this. So that's just a great time to fellowship, too. The speaker, Melanie Brown, she's been here several years ago. I know they really enjoyed her. Guys, if you want to help wash dishes, there's a sign-up sheet for that as well. Next Sunday is what we call Conference Sunday. That just means that our entire offering goes to the work of the four C's, the denomination that we are a part of. So just think and pray about that. One other, two other things. Golden Age Appreciation Banquet. We've done this every other year. Didn't get to do it 2 years ago, so we're happy to do it this year. This is for our members who are 65 years and above. So if you're in that age category, you should have received an invitation to this. If you didn't, then call the office Tuesday, talk to Jennifer Herbolt or myself. And then the sixth graders through 12th graders help that. This is all was intended to get interaction between our youth and our golden age people. That is a big part of this. So those kids, most of them, I think we have their meal choice because we need to know that as well. The dairy bar will be catering the supper that night. College graduates, if your family here and there's a college graduate, let us know that as well. On Mother's Day, we honor our graduates, so please call the office about that. Lastly, if you're wondering, it looks like there's two bulletins today, Pastor Mike. Well, there are. So, why? Well, I tell you why. Friday night, just pondering Sunday and had all of this put together and thinking, oh, Lord, we really need to have a time of prayer asking for rain. And so Saturday morning as I'm shaving and all of that, it's like, yep, we need to do that. So therefore, all of this was put together yesterday. And this is what we will use during the sermon, what would have been the sermon time. This is what we'll be focusing on. So if you didn't get a bulletin, maybe sometime between now and then, sneak back there and grab one. Because a couple places you'll be reading with me on that. Okay? We'll see what God has in store for that time. Let's bow our heads in prayer, please. Heavenly Father, it is truly the highlight of our week as we get to gather together in your presence in this sanctuary, honoring your name, worshiping you, Father, our maker and our creator, the Ancient of Days, and lifting up Jesus Christ, our Lord, our risen, resurrected Lord, our King, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. What a privilege it is, Father, to come. And so we do, through the blood of Jesus Christ, as you wash us and cleanse us from our sin. Thank you, Lord, for being our Savior and Lord and Deliverer, for filling this sanctuary with your wonderful presence. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's stand. We'll sing our opening hymn, number 17, Our Great Savior, 17.
Jesus, what a friend for sinners, Jesus, lover of my soul. Friends may fail me, foes assail me, He, my Savior, makes me whole. Alleluia, what a Savior, alleluia, what a friend. Saving, helping, keeping, loving, He is with me to the end. Jesus, what a strength in weakness. Let me hide myself in Him. Tempted, tried, and sometimes failing, He, my strength, my victory wins. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Hallelujah, what a friend. Saving, helping, keeping, He is with me to the end. Jesus, what a help in sorrow, while the billows
five verses in the hymnal and just four on the screen. So you were not wrong, Joanne. No, you were right on it. So sometimes when we bring those songs in, you know, it comes in off the internet and there things vary. So that's why things vary. Amen. Well, take a moment, greet those around you before you are seated, please. Okay, we will have our sharing of joys and concerns. Couple things I have written down. If you're on the prayer chain, you probably saw this yesterday, but at least one of them, we had a couple older ones that got taken down in that wind yesterday morning, which was horrible, wasn't it? Wow. So unfortunately, one was Harriet. As she was going out her south door, and there's steps going down, and that when she opened that screen door, the wind just slammed it open, and she went flying down and broke her left collarbone and had a gash, a scrape on her head. But she's doing okay overall. Cleaning the house this morning. Yes. And then Jennifer Herbold's mom, Jeanette Gerritner, also took a tumble outside yesterday in that wind over at Freeman, and she fractured her right elbow, right? And yet to be seen if there's surgery or what all is the plan. Yeah, so prayers for both of them. Goodness. There was a lot of power in that wind. Wanted to mention Carmen Block's older brother, Reggie Davenport. I didn't talk to her this morning really to get an update, but he had a heart attack Friday evening and was in the Mitchell intensive care waiting to be transferred to the Heart Hospital in Sioux Falls. So continued prayers for him, certainly prayers for the people of Ukraine ongoing in that situation. Anything else? Yes.
Last week, but Kevin's brother had a seizure 2 weeks ago tomorrow, I think. And He works heavy equipment for his job, so he can't do his regular work for 3 months.
Oh.
Stuff.
Yeah, right.
So I think right now that's kind of his biggest battle, is just mentally processing that he can't. He's not committed to do all these things.
Yeah. Okay, tell me his first name again. Matt, yeah. Kevin's brother Matt had a seizure a couple weeks ago. They've done a lot of tests, can't figure out why or what. His job is driving heavy equipment, which he cannot do for the next 3 months, of course. So just prayers for the whole situation there. Okay. Anybody else over here? Who is that? Sydney? Yeah. Who's? Oh, Milena. Yeah, Milena Van Zyl. Turned 4 on this last Friday. Happy birthday to her. Okay. All right, over here. Oh, Teresa, up there. Yeah. Yeah, sorry to hear that. Mark and Teresa's barn, 92 years old, has withstood the weather. It came down yesterday morning, I'm assuming in that wind, and they had a lot of things stored there, the ground level, which is pretty much all smashed. So sorry to hear that, and we pray for you going forward with the cleanup and all what has to happen. Yes. Did I see another? Oh, right here. Jensen.
It's Ryan's birthday on Tuesday.
Ryan Walinga, a.k.a. Dad. His birthday is on Tuesday. Happy birthday, Ryan. Okay. Richard. Yeah. Yeah. You're welcome. Richard Herbolt's expressing thanks for all the cards and prayers at his brother Bruce's passing here recently. So thank you, and we continue to hold you in our prayers also. Is that it? Okay, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you. Your ears are open. Your word tells us to our prayers, and we thank you for that. We pray for Matt Holsworth. The things going on physically there with the seizure a couple weeks ago. Lord, we know that that can be hard to find, figure out what's going on. We know that firsthand, and we just pray for wisdom to the doctors as they run tests and figure out why and what, and we just pray for wisdom to them. We pray for healing as well to Matt through this time, throughout his body, and especially in these 3 months where he's not able to drive, a young, healthy, young man otherwise. So thank you for just drawing him close to yourself during this time, and let him see your hand and your power at work in this situation. Father, we do lift up these situations, a lot of situations, I'm sure more than what we even know with that strong, strong winds yesterday. First, we pray for Harriet Schaefer, and we pray for Jeanette Gerritner, with Jeanette with a broken right, fractured right elbow, Harriet with a fractured collarbone. We pray for healing and wholeness to them. Wisdom, especially with Jeanette as she goes for further tests to see if there needs to be surgery done on that elbow. For Mark and Teresa and their barn going down with probably lots of things stored on that lower level that are smashed, I would imagine. We just thank you for watching over them. Thankful that they were not in it, certainly, and were not harmed, but thank you for guiding them step by step forward, Lord, on what to do with the situation. Lord, we thank you for birthdays that have been mentioned and the blessing that all these individuals are. We thank you for being with LaVon Herbolt and her family and Richard and just the siblings, the children, the grandchildren. It takes a long time to work through that of such an unexpected passing there. We lift them to you. We pray for Carmen Block's brother, Reggie. We don't know a lot of details, but Father, you know the situation. And we ask for healing there through his body, through his heart, after suffering this heart attack. Lord, we pray for the people of Ukraine. And it continues to grieve our hearts as we see the pictures on the news where their entire lives are being turned upside down and everything they know totally wiped out and obliterated. And it's just hard to even comprehend, Father, the evilness that there can be in the world to do things such as this. Father, we bind the powers of darkness. We bind the powers of the devil. You are greater than all, Lord. And we do ask for help for this nation and these people. You are sovereign. We know that. And we fix our eyes upon you and we trust in you, Lord. Thank you for all these things. For our troops, serving here, at home, serving abroad. You know them all by name. Lord, guard them, keep them, be with their families, those that are separated from each other. Thank you for guiding our leaders, directing them. Lord, your word says the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord, and you turn it whithersoever way you will, even as you turn the rivers of water. So we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So Zechariah 10, verse 1, this verse I chose because it gets into what we're going to be praying for today. The prophet Zechariah speaks by the Spirit of God and he says, ask the Lord for rain in the springtime. Well, that's where we're at, isn't it? Ask. It is the Lord who makes the storm clouds. He gives showers of rain to men and plants of the field to everyone. Let's stand and we'll sing the doxology, please. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above the heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy. Father, as we're standing here, one more family I need to lift up to you as well, as Cleo Kepsch and Steve and Jay and Cheryl Herbold here this morning, as they're grieving the loss of Johnny Graber, too, just recently. Thank you for comforting them by the power of your Spirit during this time. Lord, we bring our offerings and our tithes here to you, as you instruct us to do in your word. We count it great joy to honor you in this way, for you are our source, our provider, through the good times, through the tough times. Lord, we fix our eyes on you always. We thank you for blessing and multiplying these gifts for the work of your kingdom, in Jesus' name. And Father, we confess our faith together now through the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the one holy Christian church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. If the children want to come, please, for the Kingdom Kids time.
Well, good morning, boys and girls. How are you today? Good. Did you have a good Easter day last Sunday? Yes, mostly. Well, I brought some things for you today, some special things. I want you to look at these. These are different bottles. This one's got a little one with a star on top, and this one's kind of a bigger one. It's got some liquid in there, and this one is a tall, thinner one. What do you think these are? Perfume. You're right, they are bottles of perfume. See, they come in different sizes, and they come in different shapes. But how do I know that, you know, because if you see the liquid, it kind of looks all the same. How do I know it's not water?
You can smell it.
Perfume smells. Let's see, we'll spray some. Smell it?
Yeah.
All right, come over here. All right. Do y'all smell it? Woo! I can smell it now. It's pretty strong. Can you smell it?
Yeah.
That's how you can tell it's not water, that it's perfume. And it's a beautiful fragrance, right?
Yeah.
Maybe not if it's too strong. Well, do you know that do you know what perfume's made from? Some of it's made from flowers, pretty flowers, like this is a rose. And when you smell flowers and you smell the flowers around, they smell really pretty, don't they? They do. There's a nice fragrance. Well, do you know that long ago, when God's people would go to a church, it wasn't a church like ours. It was like the tabernacle. And Aaron was the high priest. And when he went in there, he had to burn incense. That's what God told them to do. Aaron, you have to go in there and you have to burn incense as an offering up to me. And you know what? Perfume is kind of like that incense. And when Aaron would put it on the altar and it would burn and go up, it would be like a beautiful. I mean, it was like smoke, but it was smelled so good because it was the incense that was burning. And it would fill the place. And you know, it said in the scriptures, it said God was pleased with the offerings of this incense. And because the people honored God and they thanked him. That's what they did back then, to offer their praise to God. Well, would that be a little bit silly today if we would bring our perfume and put it in the offering?
Yeah.
Would that be a little silly?
Yeah.
Did you think the people, the elders or the deacons that counted the money and they saw our perfume? They would think that would be a little different, right? That would be a little different. We don't have to do that today. Praise the Lord. We go right to God. And do you know there was a time in the Bible where David, he was away from the tabernacle. He was away from the place where they worshiped God. He was out, and he didn't have incense to burn. The high priest wasn't there. He didn't have it. So this is what he did. He, in Psalm 141, 2, he said, "May my prayer be set before you, God, like incense." So he related it was like the incense that was used, that the priest would burn and would go up to God. He said, "Let my prayer be." So we don't have to bring this anymore. What do we bring to God that he loves? Our prayers. He said, "Let them be like incense." So when we're raising our prayers to God, it is sweet smelling to him, and he loves it. And today, Pastor Mike's going to talk to us about prayer because we know we have some serious prayers we have to make, right? What do we really, really need right now? Our land. Rain. We need that a lot. So we're going to pray, and we're going to not just pray today. We don't just pray today. We pray all the time, every day, right? We do that. We lift our voice up to God, and he hears us. Now, we don't just have to pray about rain. You pray about whatever it is in your life. Sometimes we pray for other people. Sometimes we pray for ourselves. Sometimes we just praise God during our prayer time. We praise him and thank him because we're trusting in him, and he will help us. Okay? So next time you smell some perfume, let it remind you that time to pray. Okay? All right. Father, we thank you so much for your word that you give us, God. You help us to learn to grow. That's what we want to do as boys and girls. We want to grow closer to you, Father, and prayer is one of those ways we can do it. Your word says that it's like a sweet aroma to you. Our prayers are like that, Father. Help us to want to talk to you and pray to you, knowing that you love us and that that makes you happy. Bless these boys and girls wherever they go this week. Let them be a light that shines to others about your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, you can go get your papers.
Thank you, Ann. I don't smell it up here. I don't. Yeah. Let's sing 366 while the children are going back to their seats. I live, because he is risen. 366. I live, because he is risen. I live without over sin. I live, because he is risen. I live to worship him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Because you're alive. Because you're alive. Because you're alive. I live. I live with power over sin. I live because he is risen. I live to worship him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Because you're alive. Because you're alive. Because you're alive. Amen. And yes, he is, and we walk in that resurrection every day of our lives. So if you want to have your blue bulletins out and ready, as we're going to have this time in prayer. We'll sing, we'll read scripture, we will pray. So I read that scripture there before the offering. That's the prophet Zechariah, God speaking through him. He said, ask the Lord. And I know we all are at home. I'm sure many times throughout the day we are. At this time of the year, to be as dry as where we're at, it gets concerning. Ask for the Lord for rain. Ask the Lord for rain in the springtime. It is the Lord who makes the storm clouds. He does. He gives showers of rain to men and plants of the field to everyone. And he has been, it just seems to be going right around us, right? North of us, south of us, and West River's getting all the snow, and North Dakota blizzards and everything else. So, and the wind, oh, we know. So as we start this out, this, as we're praying for natural rain, it is actually more important that we are praying for spiritual rain. As you hear me most every Sunday, asking God to give revival to our nation. That's what I'm talking about when I mean the rain, the outpouring of the Spirit of God. The challenge I guess I give you this morning is every time you are asking God for rain, naturally speaking, add in there asking him for revival to our nation, for the outpouring of his Spirit. We've got to have that too. So we start with praise. So in your bulletin, I'll call it that, Psalm 105, this is a psalm of praise, verses 1 through 7. I want us to read that together in unison. Okay, up on your top left there, Psalm 105, let's read that, please. Give thanks to the Lord. Call on his name. Make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him, sing praise to him, tell of all his wonderful acts. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Remember the wonders he has done. his miracles, and the judgments he pronounced. O descendants of Abraham, his servant, O sons of Jacob, his chosen ones, he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Amen. And so hymn number 118, oh, you did. Okay, I just gave this change to Jennifer here just this morning, so I guess we got the words there. Thanks, Jennifer. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful, his name is wonderful, his name is wonderful, Jesus my Lord. He is the mighty King, Master of everything. His name is wonderful, Jesus my Lord. He's the great shepherd, the rock of all ages. Almighty God is he. Bow down before him, love and adore him. His name is wonderful, Jesus my Lord. Bow down before him. Bow down before him, love and adore him. His name is wonderful, Jesus my Lord. And Father, we do praise you. We take these minutes here of this time in prayer before your throne, first to worship you for who you are, Almighty God, Creator of the heavens and the earth and the sea and all that is therein, Creator of us. Lord, you set in motion everything in this world and in the universe. You spoke it into existence. You designed it according to your will and your plan. And is there anything impossible or too difficult for you, Lord? No, there is nothing. Absolutely nothing. We see it throughout Scripture, for with God all things are possible, as you said to Mary when she conceived. You said it in Ephesians 3, now unto him, that is you, who is able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond whatever we could even ask or imagine according to your power that is at work within us. And so we thank you and we praise your name, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. The passage from 2 Chronicles, you know it, I would think, very well. It's a very common passage for times of prayer, corporate prayer. Corporate prayer is powerful. We see it through the book of Acts. We see it in the Old Testament. In the book of Acts, when the early church was being so persecuted, when Simon Peter was arrested, one account, certainly his death was the next morning, and the church spent the entire night in prayer for him. Remember that? An angel comes into the jail cell there. He was guarded by, I think, four squads of soldiers, and the angel bumps his side, wakes him up. If you read it, he thinks he's having a vision or dream, and the stocks fall off his hands and his feet, and he gets up, and the door opens in front of him, and the angel leads him out of that door and beyond and out of the whole prison, and then the angel leaves. And there he is, realizing this isn't a dream. And he goes to the house. I haven't read this recently. Was it Mary's house? Don't quote me on that. He goes to the house where he knows they're praying, knocks on the door, servant girl comes. Who is it? It's Peter. She doesn't even open the door. She runs back and tells, Peter's at the door, but it can't be him because he's in prison. It must be his ghost. They're all thinking, and Peter's standing there pounding on the door because it was totally miraculous. So what God can do when the church comes together corporately for a time of prayer is amazing. Now this in 2 Chronicles passage, I'm only reading part of it. This is after the dedication of the temple, Solomon's temple, the first temple ever built. It was glorious. It tells us in verse 1 that as they were dedicating it, the glory of the Lord filled the temple. That is the Shekinah glory of God. That the priests could not even stand up to minister because the power of God was so thick in there. Bam, bam, they just were falling over like dead people, but they weren't dead. So we come to that. The dedication is done. Now it's that night, and I'll read this. You can follow along there if you'd like. The Lord appeared to Solomon at night and said, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a temple for sacrifices. When I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, or command locusts to devour the land, or send a plague among my people, if my people, that's us today, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray. We humble ourselves. We're going to in a prayer of repentance here in a little bit. We humble ourselves and we pray and seek my face. Again, that's what we're doing. And turn from their wicked ways. That's part of repentance. Then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now, let me pause there. You might think, well, what about everyone who's not praying? What about everyone who doesn't care about God, who doesn't think that their sin is wrong? Who's God addressing here? His people. That's who he's talking to, his people, okay? Don't worry about them. I don't mean not don't worry about where their salvation. I'm not saying that. But as far as this applies, it's his people, us he's speaking to. All right, let me go on. Where did I stop? Then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayers offered in this place. I have chosen and consecrated this temple so that my name may be there forever. My eyes and my heart will always be there. Yes, specifically, it was Solomon's temple at that time. Today, we are the temple of the Holy Ghost as believers in Jesus Christ. So it comes to us today. We're going to sing number 800 here in just a minute. And this, I think it'd probably be not known to most of you, but it's so appropriate for this prayer. So if you want to look in your hymnal, those of you that read notes anyway, number 800. But before we sing this, and we know things go through cycles. We know that. You've seen it if you've lived any number of years. I imagine yesterday, at least I was thinking yesterday morning as I could not, working in the office, could not even see Redmond's farm right there. It was a blizzard of dust. We've been in blizzards of sandstorms in Arizona more than once where we've had to pull off on the side of the road. And I mean, in a sandstorm, if you're outside, that doesn't feel so well. You're just getting pelted by that sand. But that's what this was like. And I think probably most of our thoughts would have gone to pictures and things that we've seen of the dirty 30s. So, see, Calvin is 90, so he was born in 1931, I'm guessing. I think I got that right. So he would have grown up in the dirty 30s. But others, we just see pictures of it and think, whew, never want to go through that. I pray we're not. Well, Elton and Myrna right there, 90 also. So, yeah, you guys grew up in that too. Just 3 years ago, less than, because I looked this up, September of 2019, when Leroy Friesen, Doc Friesen, passed away, we had had so much rain. I know the family, Lee had told me that day, he had to drive from Olivet to Menno, he had to drive 72 miles around to get here. Remember that? You guys, Olivet people over here, too. It was all flooded. That's just 2.5 years ago. And we know it can change so fast. But we come to God in prayer and we ask. Let's sing this number 800 first. Heal our land. You tell us if we will humble ourselves and pray and seek your face and turn from our wicked ways, that you would hear from heaven and forgive our sin and heal our land. Lord, we need healing in so many ways. For our nation spiritually, we desperately need healing. For our land in this region, we need healing, naturally speaking. Father, for life-giving rain to come. We know we are far from perfect. Lord, thank you for the blessings of this nation, for the founding of this nation upon your word. Forgive us for straying so far from it. It's hard to understand, it's hard to believe. And we do repent of that sin, Father. We are trying. We are trying to bring our children up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. We are trying to shine as lights for you in the midst of a crooked and depraved generation, as your word says, by your Spirit. We ask for forgiveness. Lord God, we know that your word says, woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. But Father, that's exactly what has happened and is happening. We've lost our spiritual equilibrium and inverted our values, turned them upside down. Father, we confess that we have ridiculed the absolute truth of your word, and we've called it moral pluralism. We have worshiped other gods and called it New Age spirituality. We have reacted in the lust of the flesh more often than being led by the Holy Spirit of God, and we have not shown love one toward another. We have committed adultery and called it an affair. We have endorsed perversion and called it an alternative lifestyle, even mocking you, Father, as our creator, creating us as male and female. We have rewarded at times laziness and called it welfare. We have killed our unborn children and have called it choice. We have neglected to discipline our children in many ways and neglected to bring them up according to your word. We have polluted the air with profanity and pornography and called it freedom of expression. Lord, we have made your day the Lord's day. So often one of the biggest shopping days, sporting days, entertainment days of the week, neglecting to gather in worship as the body of Christ and letting most anything else come first. Father, we've ridiculed the time-honored values of our parents and forefathers and called it enlightenment and progression. So, Father, as it says in Psalm 139, search us, O God, and know our hearts today. Try us and see if there be some wicked way in us. Cleanse us of every sin and set us free. Though our sins be as scarlet, may they become white as snow. Though they may be as crimson, though they be as crimson, may they be as wool. We ask this as we repent of our sin and the sin of our nation. In Jesus' name, amen. 1 Kings, I want to read part of this passage. And yes, we will pray for rain, but first it's prayers of repentance. This in 1 Kings chapter 18 is when Elijah the prophet up on Mount Carmel with the prophets of Baal. Remember that? Ahab was the king there of Israel, Judah, and he was a wicked king. His wife was Jezebel, who was even worse, had led the nation into idolatry. And so the showdown comes on Mount Carmel. God had told Elijah to go up there and call all the prophets of Baal. There were 400 of them, remember? And here was Elijah all alone. And he says to all the people of Israel who are up there, how long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, then follow him. If Baal is God, then follow him. Baal was supposed to be the God who controlled the weather. And God had spoken through Elijah the prophet. He went to Ahab 3.5 years earlier and said, by the word of the Lord, there will be no rain in Israel until I say so. And they had a 3.5 year drought. Think of that. Rough. So here they are. Verse 41. This is after God showed himself. I'm not going into all that, okay? All the prophets of Baal were slaughtered. God answered with fire that day. So we come to verse 41. Elijah says to Ahab, go, eat and drink, for there is the sound of a heavy rain. So Ahab went off to eat and drink. But Elijah climbed up to the top of Carmel, Mount Carmel, bent down on the ground and put his face between his knees. That was a position of prayer for them at that time, bent over down like that. And what's he doing? As we'll read, there was not a cloud in the sky, no sign of rain whatsoever. Bent down to the ground and put his face between his knees. Go and look toward the sea, he told his servant, and he went up and looked. There's nothing there, he said. 7 times. Now, we're not told how long he spent each time in prayer there. 7 times, Elijah says to that servant, go back and look. The 7th time, the servant reported, a cloud as small as a man's hand is rising from the sea. What's that? Naturally speaking, what is that? So Elijah said, this is faith right here. Faith in action. We walk by faith, not by sight. Go and tell Ahab, hitch up your chariot and go down before the rain stops you. One translation says, for I hear the sound of an abundance of rain with that little bitty cloud. Meanwhile, the sky grew black with clouds. The wind rose and heavy rain came on Ahab. Heavy rain came on and Ahab rode off to Jezreel in his chariot. The power of the Lord came upon Elijah, tucking his cloak into his belt so he could run. He ran ahead of Ahab all the way to Jezreel. That was a miracle right there. Elijah outran that chariot. And it goes on. And it rained and rained and rained. Job, or maybe, I'm not sure if we're going to, we'll see if we do that other one. I'll tell you, Joanne, okay? Here's a verse from Job. This is in your pamphlet there. I typed it out from the New Living Translation, verse 22. You can just listen to this as well. This is Elihu. He's the fourth guy that spoke to Job, and all the three were older, so Elihu's just waiting his turn, and he's the one who actually spoke the most sense to Job. This is what he says. Look, God is all powerful. Who is a teacher like him? No one can tell him what to do. No one can say to him, you have done wrong. Instead, glorify his mighty works, singing songs of praise. Everyone has seen these things, but only from a distance. Look, God is exalted beyond what we can understand. His years are without number. Here we go. He draws up the water vapor and then distills it into rain. The rain pours down from the clouds and everyone benefits from it. And so it is. We all have to have that. Whether we're farmers or not, all of our livelihood is dependent on the life-giving rain of whatever we do. Can anyone really understand the spreading of the clouds and the thunder that rolls forth from heaven? Well, certainly the meteorologists have learned a lot, but we all know, whoever has said, who else can have a job, keep a job when you're wrong 50% of the time and not get fired? See how he spreads the lightning around him and how it lights up the depths of the sea. By his mighty acts, he governs the people, giving them food in abundance. He fills his hands with lightning bolts. He hurls each at its target. The thunder announces his presence. The storm announces his indignant anger. Let's pray again, please. Father, our petitions, as you know, you've been hearing them over and over again. But again, you tell us in your word, ask you for rain in the springtime. So out of obedience to your word, we are, Lord, and we're trusting you for it. Father, you are the one who controls the weather and all the weather patterns. You control the winds. And Lord, as we ask for rain, we'd certainly ask that the winds could be lessened, Lord. But we ask that you would coordinate those weather patterns, that as we watch the radar, as you've given us and mankind the ability to even see that as it's happening, is truly incredible. And we watch it go north, Lord, and we watch it go south, and we watch it trying to come, and it dissipates, and we thank you for the few hundreds that you've given us every now and then here. But Father, you know very well it takes so much more for all of your creation. Here, the trees, the pastures, the ponds, the stock dams, the yards, the fields, everything, the flowers, the gardens. Lord, we saw in 2012, 10 years ago, what happens with no rain? Even with all of our wonderful technology, our wonderful fertilizers and hybrids and pesticides and on that we try to do without you involved, Lord, it comes to nothing. And so we look to you. And as Proverbs 3 says, we trust in you, Lord, with all of our hearts. You tell us to lean not on our own understanding. Help us not to, Lord. You know how we're created. We want to figure things out. But we give it to you, Father. You say in that next verse of Proverbs 3, but in all of your ways, that we are to acknowledge you, and that's what we're doing this morning, Father, pausing corporately in this sanctuary for this time, asking for rain to our land, Lord Jesus. We don't pray just for ours. We pray for other areas where they're being scorched with fires as well. And you said further in that verse, if we do that, that you will make our paths straight. So we thank you, Lord, for where we're at, and especially with the farming decisions that are having to be made of what to plant where and when and how to do all this and the added stress that it involves, Lord. Guide by your Spirit, because you know the end of the story. You know this whole season. You know exactly how it's going to be. And we only live by it day by day. So I pray for supernatural direction and guidance in this whole process. And again, we humbly ask for rain. Lord, we know it's all according to your will and your purposes, and we will be faithful to you no matter what, and we will praise you no matter what. By faith, we praise you by faith this morning. Thank you, thanking you for the abundance of rain, just as Elijah did those 7 times. Go and look and go and look, and he kept on in prayer. And so we do. And as we pray for the natural rain, yes, we pray for the rain of your Spirit on this nation. Father, please bring revival by the power of your Spirit. We thank you for these things, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's read that in James chapter 5. I didn't know how long any of this was going to take, so I'm skipping some parts. Someone said to me a while back, so Pastor Mike, I want to see a time where you do different than what you ever planned. Well, you're seeing it. You're seeing it. James 5, 16. Let's read that together, please. This is from the Amplified Bible. The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. Elijah was a human being with a nature such as we have, with feelings, affections, and a constitution like ours. And he prayed earnestly for it not to rain, and no rain fell on the earth for 3 years and 6 months. And then he prayed again, and the heavens supplied the rain, and the land produced its crops as usual. Amen. Amen. And so we have, and so we do. And we're going to go to that last hymn, Our God Reigns. Okay? So if you want to stand, we'll sing this together. He does. We know he does. He rules and reigns over all. 372. Lovely are the mountains, are the feet of him who bring good news, announcing peace, proclaiming news of happiness. Our God reigns, our God reigns. Our God reigns, our God reigns, our God reigns, our God reigns. He had no state, he formed, he had no majesty that we should be drawn to him. Was despised, and we took no account of him. Yet now he reigns with the Most High. Our God reigns, our God reigns, our God reigns, our God reigns. Out of the tomb he came with grace and majesty. He is alive. He is alive. God loves us so. See here his hands, his feet, his side. Yes, we know he is alive. Our God reigns. 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 Amen. Yes, you do, Father. You reign over all the earth and all the universe. You reign in power and glory. And thank you for the rain that you are sending to us, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Please receive the benediction. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen. And we will sing as a prayer for our nation, God Bless America. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans white with foam. God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans white with foam. God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet home. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you, Joanne, for changing up with me and Jennifer back there. Remember, Women's Salad Supper, VBS sign up. Have a wonderful day.